Hello everyone. Thank you for joining me in this session today. My name is Ila Malani and I'm a program manager in the Mobile Center team. This 20 minutes is going to be demo packed session. But before we get started, let me ask you a couple of questions. How many of you here have experience building mobile apps, particularly in Windows platform? Can I get a show of hands? Wow, a lot of you. That's nice. Did you run into any issues or pain points while you were developing these apps? Did you have a hard time setting up build configurations, or you thought that the development cycle itself took really, really long? I found it. Okay, here you go. Did you have a hard time distributing your app to the group of people, or you found it really hard to understand who your users were, what crashes were they seeing in your application, and what were they even doing with your app? Well, I see a lot of you ran into the similar issues as me. And we at Microsoft thought on how can we make it easy for our developers to streamline their development pipeline. And I'm so excited and happy to share the great solution from Microsoft and a nice product called Visual Studio Mobile Center. What is Mobile Center? It's really the mission control for your applications. We have streamlined the entire DevOps pipeline so that we provide a variety of different services that you can use in your application, everything under one roof, one umbrella, so that you don't have to go to different products for all these services. Right here, as you can see, we have build, test, distribute, crashes, analytics, all of these services under one roof. And we'll go over it in a detail during the demo. Well, if you have already been using Hockey app, Xamarin Test Cloud, CodePush, Xamarin Insights, Mobile Engagement, like think of Mobile Center as the next generation of all these products so that you don't have to go to multiple products for multiple services. That's the real power of Mobile Center. Now, without talking much, I'm going to jump right into the demo and show you the first-hand experience of how Mobile Center looks like for Windows UWP platform, which we just announced 2 days back. All right, so our portal URL is mobile.azure.com. You can easily sign in with your GitHub account, Microsoft account, or even your own personal account to get started. Once you're logged in, this will be the page that you will see, which lists all the applications that you have access to. In the past few days, or weeks maybe, I have been working on an application called Dance Fever because I love dancing. And whenever I get free time, I normally go out with my friends to different dance studios in Seattle and try out different dance forms. So let's try to onboard my Dance Fever app in Mobile Center and see how the experience looks like. The first thing that you have to do is to onboard your application. So I'll go ahead, click on Add New App button, and give the name to my application as Dance Fever. Brief description as Dance Everybody. And I'll select the right OS as Windows and platforms as UWP. But have a look here. We support a wide variety of platforms. So if you're already building your application in iOS using Objective-C or Swift, in Android using Java, cross-platform apps using Xamarin, React Native, or Windows UWP, this is the perfect place for you to be. Well, I'll go ahead and select the right OS and platform and hit Add New App. And right away, we will create a brand new app in Mobile Center backend, and you'll be taken to the overview page and the getting started instructions page on how to integrate the SDK. We will look at this page later on in detail, but look at all the different services we support on the left-hand side of the screen. Let's go over them one by one in detail. So let me ask you a question. What's the first thing that happens once you check in your code to the remote repository? The build server takes over, right? You want to build your application and see the output, symbol files, and whatnot. And for that, we support build service in Mobile Center for UWP apps. Let's onboard my Dance Fever application in the build service and see the experience. Once I click on it, you can see right away that we support wide variety of services. So if your code is hosted on Visual Studio Team Services or GitHub or Bitbucket, you can quickly onboard to Mobile Center build service. My code is on VSTS, so I'll go ahead, select that option, and we are looking at all the repositories that you have access to. Looks like my Dance Fever app is already located. I'll go ahead, select that app, and behind the scenes, we are looking for all the different branches that are currently configured for this app. Here we go. These branches, they are grayed out at the moment because you have not set it up in Mobile Center yet. You can see the last commit, what's the current status, and all this information right here. Why don't we go ahead and set up my master branch for UWP application to build every time a commit or push happens. Let's select that branch. I'll click on Setup Branch button, and we are doing some magic behind the scenes to look out for all the required parameters and values that you need to set up in order to build this application the way you want. So for my app, looks like the solution file is already loaded. The configuration can be selected as debug or release. Let's go with release. You can choose the right platforms that you want to build your application in. Build frequency, whether you want to build your application every time a push happens or you want to trigger it manually. How do you want to automatically increment the version number of your build, and even signing of builds. So let's go ahead, upload my signing certificate. Let me type in a password and hit save. Once you're done setting up this step, we'll save your configuration in our backend, and right away, a build will be triggered and lined up for that particular branch in our backend. You can always click on the build, see the build status. The build output will start flowing right away in this little rectangle box right here. And here we go. Looks like our backend has triggered the build. The build is starting. We'll be downloading your repository and compiling the app and doing a bunch of things in order to build the application for you. Isn't that great? I mean, just a few button clicks, few configurations that you have to set up, and you're all done with onboarding your UWP app in Mobile Center. Awesome. Now, build is done. We want to run automated UI tests on actual physical devices to see how your test is doing, whether it's passing, failing, with proper screenshots to understand what's going wrong and where. And for that, Mobile Center offers the test service. We plan to support it in Windows platform going forward. But if you're building your applications in iOS or Android, you can onboard to the test service right away. Now, build is all good, test looks green. Now is the time for you to distribute your application to a group of people. They could be people from your company, beta users, testers, or even external users that you would want to try your application. And that's where the distribute service in Mobile Center comes handy. This is the same service that is coming from Hockey app. So you can totally relate to the service if you've already been using in your application. And we have made it very easy so that you can upload your builds to Mobile Center and distribute it to a group of people within a few minutes. So why don't we go ahead and distribute my Dance Fever app to a group of my friends called Dance Buddies and let them install on their app. Once I click on the service on the left, you'll see Collaborators is a default distribution group that's created right away. But it's very easy to create new groups in Mobile Center. Click on the new distribution group button, give it a name as Dance Buddies, and invite some people over. And the group will be created right away, and the invitation will be sent to the right folks. Now, if you want to distribute a release to this Dance Buddies group, click on Distribute New Release button, upload your zip file, Apex bundle file, and get going. I already have it handy, so I'll go ahead, upload my zip file, type some distribution notes as, please try this new app, and hit next. And while the upload is in progress, I'll tell you what really happens. So we are going to upload this release in our backend, and the right distribution groups with the right set of folks who are in there will be notified via email that a new version of the application is available for them. They can click on the mail, download the app on their machine, device, and get going. And that's the real power of distribute service right there, where within just few minutes, you're done uploading your bill to Mobile Center, and we'll take care of everything else. I'll not wait for distribute to load, but I would like to show you a great, nice integration that we have for continuous delivery in Mobile Center for UWP apps. So if you go back to the build beacon, remember we set up a configuration. If I click back on it for my master branch, this is the option right there that lets you distribute already passing bills to a group of distribution people that you have defined for this app. The option is disabled by default, but if you enable it, we will populate the right set of distribution groups. You can select them, hit save, and we'll take care of distributing the bills to that particular group of people every time a build is successful. Isn't that great? You don't have to worry about manually uploading bills to your to Mobile Center. I mean, just set it up in the build service and we'll take care of it. Awesome. Now, once you distribute your app to a group of people or even submit in the store, you want to know how people are using your application, what are they doing with your app, even if the app is crashing for them. And occasionally, you would want to engage with your users as well, right? And for that, we offer three different services in Mobile Center: crashes, analytics, and push. And the getting started instructions that we saw earlier will exactly tell you what you have to do to get started with Mobile Center SDK in your app. It's very simple. I mean, just three or four different steps, and I bet you will be able to set up our SDKs in just a few minutes. All our SDKs are open source on GitHub, so you can go check out the code, different APIs that we have for each of the services, and integrate in your app. Well, to make the demo quick, I have already set it up in my Visual Studio app, so I'll exactly tell you what you have to do to set up the SDK. The first thing is to right-click on the solution, click on Manage NuGet Packages, and look for the Analytics, Crash, and Push packages from Mobile Center and include in your app. Once you're done with this step, the next thing is to go back to your main activity, main file, and add a couple of import statements, which are highlighted right here. And the last and final step is to include one start API call that will initialize our SDK and with all the different modules that you specify and start sending the data for your app to our backend. The first parameter here is the app secret, which uniquely identifies your application in our backend. And the next set of parameters are all the different modules that you want to use. So with these three basic steps, you're all set to collect your analytics, crash, and push information for your application right off the box. Let's have a look at how the data looks in the portal. So for analytics, with that one-liner integration, I'll use the Fast Forward Dance Fever app to show the data. But you can see that we are automatically collecting all the information of your users, how often they are using your application, weekly, monthly, daily count of your users, session duration, session count, what are the devices where they are running your application, which countries are they located in, languages, and more so information without doing anything in your app. And if you want to add more power, if you want to instrument custom events, you can go ahead, add our APIs, and we'll automatically log all those events. And you can see for my app, I'm already collecting how many times the search button was clicked or the cancel button was clicked. Well, that's great. You know how your how users are using your application, and you have all the data right away in our portal. Crashes, I mean, who here would want your application to crash? No one, right? Would you, Ryan? I know you won't. If your application is running into all those pesky crash bugs, you want to catch them as soon as you can, fix it so that your users will have a stable experience while using your application. For UWP platform, we plan to support crashes service going forward, but I'll just give you a quick overview of how the dashboard is going to look like. Once the SDK is integrated, right away we'll start collecting all the crash reports for your app. So you will see how many crashes are there per day. And you, in the table below down here, you'll know exactly what's going wrong and where. You'll know the crash details, count of crashes, when was the crash last hit. If you want to drill more, you can click on a particular crash group and we'll exactly show you the line number, method name, file name, as well as the accurate stack trace that will help you identify the issue and resolve it in your app. And again, this service is coming directly from Hockey app. So if you have been using Hockey app crash reporting in your application, Mobile Center is really the next, it's evolving of that service. And the last and final service is push notifications in Mobile Center, where you want to actively engage with your users. You want to send them targeted push messages on their devices to tell them about the new features that you're adding in your application or new offers that are going on for your application, say for instance. And for that, push notification service comes in very handy. Again, the first thing, as I showed you, was to integrate the SDK, set it up for your application, and connect your app with the Windows push notification server. And right from the portal, you can start sending all the push data to your devices. For my Dance Fever app, I've already configured it. But if I wanted to send a quick notification to all my users, I'll click on this Send Notification button, type in a message, give a campaign name, title, an optional message that goes along, and hit send, and will deliver this push notifications to all your users' devices right away. And you can go to the push history to exactly see what message you sent, when was it sent, what are the total results, and have a quick look at all the information here. Well, this is the real power of Mobile Center. You can quickly get started today. We are still in preview and actively working on making it production ready in the next few months. Sorry, I have a okay. Here we go. I'm done with the demo part. And yeah, so as I was saying, we're still in preview. I would highly encourage you to give it a try. Onboard your applications to Mobile Center today by following this URL, aka.ms/mobilecenter. Get started today. And yeah, I mean, we look forward to seeing all your applications there. We had a lot of similar sessions about Mobile Center all this while. So you can look at these related sessions on Channel 9, look at the different videos, and get going. Our booth is right here, and we have a lot of T-shirts to give it to you guys. So feel free and grab some for you. Well, thank you for joining me today, and I hope you have a great of the remaining day. Thank you. Thank you.